I turned a pair of tragic eyes towards my little pal. For a moment, it appeared that he was frozen by fear and couldn't speak. Then he whispered, "Get under the bed and hide." We didn't need to be told twice. In a flash, Drover and I scrambled ourselves underneath the bed. There we held our respective breaths and listened to the pounding of our respective hearts and to the footsteps that were coming closer and closer. The door opened with an eerie squeak. The light came on. Through the opening between the floor and the bed, I could see a pair of feet. Feet wearing pink slippers. They belong to Sally Mae. Then came the voice, the dreaded voice, the voice that struck fear in the hearts of all dogs and little boys.
"Alfred Leroy, what are you doing up at this hour of the night, and why is your window open?"
There was a long moment of silence. In that long, terrible moment of silence, I found myself... Well, I noticed that her feet and ankles were right there, only inches away from the end of my nose, and I know this sounds crazy, but all at once I felt this desire, this overpowering desire to, well, lick her on the ankle. It was crazy. I knew it was crazy, but sometimes we dogs get these powerful urges to do crazy things, and sometimes we can control them, and sometimes we can't. This time, before I could get control of these impulses, my tongue shot out, and holy smokes, just as my tongue had reached out to its fully extended position, she took a step towards the window and stepped on it. On my tongue, not on the window. She stepped on my tongue. And suddenly, 10,000 pounds of tongue-crushing pressure pressed down on my tongue. My eyes bulged out. Waves of pain raced up through my mouth, down my spine bone, and out to the end of my tail. I let out a screech of pain, but, well, nothing came out. I mean, you can't screech when someone's standing on your tongue. Try it sometime. Actually, it was lucky for me that I couldn't screech. For a moment later, she removed her foot and continued her walk to the window.